case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
All right. Welcome back to the podcast.
Another week has gone by.
Another week, another lockdown ended, another freedom.
Well,
I'm just tired of this life.
Yeah, like we're very lucky because we are not in Melbourne or in Sydney. Also, Canberra's now in lockdown as well. How's this? My sister, she left Melbourne the day that lockdown happened there last week on Thursday because she was planning on going back to Canberra anyways for a month. And so she's like, oh, okay, so going out, missed out on Melbourne lockdown, was all good, got through the borders, nothing wrong, and now Canberra's in lockdown. She's like, what was the point of me coming back to Canberra for
just
a month?
Just went from lockdown to lockdown.
Yeah. Actually, though, because there was only a week between the lockdowns in the first place. So
both our parents, though, are living life to the fullest.
For the moment, because there's rumour that New South Wales is going to go into a statewide lockdown.
State down. Yeah.
Maybe they refuse to call things lockdown in Sydney sometimes, so maybe that rather than saying statewide.
Closed vacation.
Yeah, but it's like 9 a.m. on Friday by the time of recording this, so who knows what will happen over the weekend.
Who knows?
Or when you're listening to this. Yeah. It's kind of like a little time capsule, actually. This is what I find interesting, like in 5-10 years time or whatever, if people like come back and listen to these podcasts and when COVID is hopefully, Jesus Christ, fingers crossed, is gone.
Hopefully it's gone.
And listening back to what it was like going in and out of these lockdowns.
Well, future me, I'm tired. I just want some consistency in my life.
Have you ever like seen a time capsule or like dug up one or made one or anything? I know at school they usually used to do them.
No, I've never done that, but I've always thought I'd love to be a part of it.
At my last radio show, we did one. We buried a time capsule in the front garden, and I think everyone's already forgotten that it's there. So we'll see what happens.
Didn't you put a sign?
No, it's just buried there.
I thought you're supposed to put a sign so that people know if the building ever gets demolished or anything like that, and people want to build these.
Well, I think the idea, like if we did do that, we'd have to pay to get like a proper plaque made, and no one's going to pay for that. So.
Oh, really? I just put a cardboard sign, like stuff below.
That's not going to survive the weather. It's not very far down.
Laminate
it. It's only in like a planter box. Like it doesn't endlessly go down. It's just in
it's
a little
box. It's
like
6 feet below.
Yeah, no, it's like a foot below, actually. So there you go. That's fun. So
if anyone wants to dig a new plant there, they'd probably just find it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So if anyone wants to dig it up, if you're listening from South Australia, go to Berry, South Australia, to the radio station there, and in the front planter box, you'll find a spray-painted orange pipe.
What's in it? What did you put in it?
Like photos of what was going on. I think we put some CDs maybe. I actually cannot remember. It was like 2 years ago.
Must have been great.
I know. Really riveting times. Like we're in at the moment.
Yeah, so good. We had a lot. Busy week this week. Next week is Science Week. So we're going to be doing stuff with that. But this week that's just gone had a heap happen.
Yes, we did. I can't remember
any of it.
I'm just opening up my little folder to see what I will be putting into the podcast.
Because you know what, listeners, why live in the past? You know, yesterday was yesterday, tomorrow's tomorrow, today's today. Live in the moment and think, cast your eyes to the future. You know, my mother always told me when I was a young boy that yesterday is the last day that is yesterday, and tomorrow will be the first tomorrow that today wasn't. So
That's so philosophical of you for a Friday morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm like a firm believer in like everything happens for a reason. So
yeah,
that's my kind of go-to saying.
That carpe diem, seize the day.
Ugh, the amount of people that get that
tattooed.
I've been thinking, I haven't even talked about this actually. I've been thinking recently that I kind of want to get
a tattoo.
Yeah, I kind of want to, but.
Has Greg's got tattoos? He's
no.
Got I assumed he had tattoos. What? He's a DJ.
What? Okay, this is interesting now. What tattoo did you assume that he had? Like,
I don't know.
What are you picturing?
I just thought, for some reason, or maybe something on his upper arm.
No. I don't think he'll ever get a tattoo.
What a wimp. Just kidding.
I don't think it's that. I just don't think he knows of anything to get.
No, you got to find something that you will not get sick of. Or hope that you don't get sick of.
Yeah, the tattoo that I want to get, I've been wanting to get for about 8 years now, I think. So,
well, maybe you might not get sick of it.
Maybe I'm wanting
to.
The
thing is, you might get sick of it in that spot. So you've got to pick a spot that you want.
Yeah, this is my other issue. I don't know where to put it. My sister got a tattoo and didn't tell anybody.
Oh, so where is it?
It's on her back. You can see it.
Really? I don't know what your sister looks like, so I don't know.
She looks like me. My sister and I actually look weirdly alike.
Oh, okay.
We never used to as kids. Like, growing up, people didn't think that we were like siblings, but now everyone's like, oh my God, you guys look exactly the same.
Oh.
which is weird. But anyway, so yeah, she was living in Canada and just got a tattoo and like didn't tell anybody. And then I saw her for the first time in a year and I was like, excuse me.
What was the tattoo of?
So she got like a bear with like a landscape of Canada in it.
Oh, love. Was it big?
No.
Oh, the bear. Oh, I've seen those. Like the bear. And in the bear, there's the landscape of Canada. Yeah, I've
It's like
those.
Black and white. It's
super
really...
like boohoo, like, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Indie.
When we did go travelling together, we were going to get matching tattoos and it just didn't happen. We were going to get little airplanes together.
Oh, lovely. With the little dots?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
It just didn't happen.
As well.
I don't know why it didn't happen.
People get them on their foot and I don't know
why.
Yeah,
I was probably going to get mine on my foot.
Oh, really?
Got it.
So
I was going to
do a foot tattoo.
I think we're waiting to like try and convince Mum to see if she would get one.
I've tried to convince my dad to get one. I'm like, Dad, you're 60 years old. Like, it's not, you don't have to live with it for that much longer.
What were you going to, like, what?
I have no idea. I don't know. I was like, Dad, can we just get a, I'm trying to convince him. I'm in the process. It's been 2 years. I'm in the process.
I think the process stopping me from getting a tattoo at the moment is paying for it because I'm quite a cheapskate.
Well, the little airplanes wouldn't be that dear.
Yeah, but the point of getting the airplane was when we're traveling together be like a fun little memento. Of then.
Yeah. Okay.
So I want to get a quote, which I know sounds like really like, I'm going to get a quote. So inspirational.
Would you like fries with that? Just written on you.
Supersize me, baby.
Oh, God.
If you could.
Have that on your lower back.
As a tramp stamp.
Supersize me, baby, yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's a good spot to have. Oh, the front of that. Anyways, going back to what's on the podcast today, we talk about this week getting locked in Kmart.
Oh, yes.
A guy that gave a wedding speech that got him kicked out of the wedding.
Oh, yes.
Find out some hidden talents, our idea for the Olympics now that it's over, you know, revamping it up. Plenty of stuff. Also, some facts about elephants, because why not?
Yeah, elephants are a fascinating
real big mix in
animal.
There. Anyways.
So enjoy. This has been going for quite a while. So
it's the fun that we have. We used to do one of these every day and now we don't. So we've got to like.
Yeah, we've got to make the most of
it. Put them all together. Anyways, so we should get out of here because we have a meeting and I haven't eaten. So.
And I need to pee.
And if I don't eat, there's probably a good chance I'm going to get hangry in the meeting and snap at somebody. So.
Can you imagine snapping at our boss?
I've like half snapped him before. I don't think anyone here has seen me full on snap yet. Which is probably a good thing.
I don't hide the fact that I snap. I think it's part of an endearing quality that I have.
It depends what caused you to snap is whether it's endearing or not, I think.
Nah, it's endearing no matter what. Anyway, enjoy the podcast. We'll be back on the show from Monday and podcasts will ensue next Friday because it's weekly.
Yeah, well, there's mini pods. You can listen every day, but then we get the fun bit anyways.
Yeah, okay enjoy.
Bye, bye-bye. And there's obviously been a lot of talk about vaccinations for quite some time now, but especially ramping up the past couple of weeks, I think, with like Sydney being in lockdown, stuff like that. And a lot of the conversation, it seems to be around this AstraZeneca vaccine.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times when I haven't had to experience this yet myself, but I have seen it on social media and people commenting on like gal pals and stuff in regards to the incredibly rare side effect of blood clots to do with AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
Fun little fact, you are more at risk of getting a blood clot from being pregnant, taking the pill, flying on a plane, all these different things. But we're just really honing in on this.
On this AstraZeneca.
And an Instagram page has come out. It's called the Vaccination. And they've done some simple graphics that are the A to Z of things more likely to kill you than the AZ vaccination.
Okay.
And it's pretty simple, easy to follow. Of course, when it comes to vaccinations, talk to your medical professionals, follow all the guidelines, things like that. But I thought it'd be fun to read out some of these facts to help put some people's minds at ease of what is more likely to kill you than the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Right.
So let's put on a little bit of fun music, get ready to go.
All right.
I want you to give me a letter from A to Z.
Oh, okay.
And I will read out the fact that goes with it.
A to Z. Q.
You know what Q, straight up? All righty. So Q is for quickie. An afternoon quickie. The chance of death by a quickie, 1 in 500,000. Chance of death by the AZ jab, 1 in 1 million. Next letter?
Let's go F.
F?
Yeah.
F is for falling out of bed. The chance of death by falling out of bed, 1 in 203.
Wow, really?
That is a very scary fact.
Falling out of bed's like, you fall like 3 feet. Are we talking bunk beds or are we talking like
normal?
It just
says falling out of a bed.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, next one. What about C?
C is for constipation. Chance of death by constipation. 2,167 people die each year because of that.
Is that because of dehydration or just that they explode?
I'm not sure, but once again, chance of death by the AZ jab, one in a million.
One in a million, literally. That's a saying, but it's actually literally one in a million.
Next letter, we'll do another one.
Let's go one more. Let's go M.
M. M is for meteorite. Now, you would think that this would be really more than AstraZeneca. It is not. The chance of death by a meteorite is 1 in 250,000. The chance of death by the AZ jab, 1 in a million.
1 in a million.
So Hopefully that has put some people at ease. I quickly looked on the website earlier to book in for an AstraZeneca. Yep. There is lots of appointments available at the vaccination hub here in Ballarat. Okay. So hopefully this has helped put you at ease. And if you need any more, it's the vaccination on Instagram.
Awesome.
So if you had any naysayers coming to you being like, I'm not getting it because of a blood clot, just send them to this Instagram and it'll fix it.
Yeah.
Tower Ballarat, Josh and Maddie.
Maddie's fun fact of the day.
Another animal bunch of facts today because it is World Elephant Day.
Ooh.
Which is very cute. So, you know, got to play the baby elephant walk. Wait for it. This is like just the cutest song ever.
It's very cute, yeah.
Wait for it. Almost. Here we go. And. Nope. Not the wrong bit. There it is.
There it is.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, our fun facts for today. Do you want to guess how many sets of teeth elephants have?
How many sets of teeth?
Yeah, molar teeth.
How many sets of molar teeth? I reckon they probably go through a few throughout their lifetime. I'm going to say 10?
6.
Ooh,
and
okay.
And which they actually depend on for survival. When the last set is lost, the animal is unable to eat and eventually dies of starvation.
That's horrific.
I know, right?
That's horrible.
Elephants have very sensitive skin and they use mud as a form of sunscreen. And they need to take regular mud baths in order to protect themselves from sunburn, insect bites and moisture loss.
Oh, maybe that's where we got our mud treatments from. Looked at
possibly
elephants and went, that might work for me.
Female elephants remain pregnant for 2 years.
It's a no from me.
The longest gestation period of all mammals. And the baby elephant, do you want to guess how much they weigh at birth?
I'm going to go a ton.
No, nah, not that much.
Oh.
120 kilos.
I'm really overshooting it this morning.
Yeah, a bit less than that.
120 kilos is still a lot.
Yeah, for 2 years carrying it around.
Oh, gosh.
This one's kind of cool. Elephants communicate with one another using sound, touch and scent. They've got pretty good hearing. They can hear another trumpeting call from up to 8 kilometres away. And they have a wide range of sounds to talk to each other, including ones that humans can't hear.
Ooh.
So they're very communicative animals.
Yeah, wow, okay.
My last fact for this morning, elephants are able to recognise themselves in mirrors. Such displays of self-recognition indicates a very high level of awareness and is something only humans, apes, centaurians, I've never heard of them, and magpies are known to do.
Oh, magpies.
So magpies can see themselves in mirrors and recognise them.
Interesting.
So there you go. There's your elephant facts for the day.
Do you want to hear my elephant impersonation?
Go for it. Take us out to the break. It's pretty good.
1031 Power FM's Josh and Maddie.
Yesterday, we put the call out to find some hidden talents around Ballarat.
Yeah.
It all started with learning about celebrities that have some hidden talents. Terry Crews can play the flute.
No idea.
Jason Statham was a Commonwealth-level diver.
That's crazy.
Just random talents. And we had a post up on our Facebook page about this, and one girl named Jasmine decided to jump onto it. And we've got her on the phone this morning because we feel like she needs to prove something.
Yeah.
Jasmine, you had an interesting hidden talent.
Yes, I definitely did.
Okay. What was your talent that you commented?
That I can name over 27 colours in under 6 seconds.
Okay.
So how did this come about? Is this a lockdown habit or what happened here?
So when I was younger, I did acting and we had to remember all the colours of Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Oh, okay. And that's just stuck with you.
Okay.
And it's never left my mind. Sadly.
All right. Well,
I've got a timer.
And I'm happy to tally 20. How much? Okay, so how many? 27?
Maybe.
All right. Well, this is what happens
Don't
when you comment
now,
on
Jasmine.
Our Facebook pages. We have got to test these hidden talents. Are you willing to give this a go?
Okay. Yeah, I'm willing.
Okay,
all right.
Do it.
Put your money where your mouth is.
All right.
All right.
Jasmine, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Red, yellow, green, brown, scarlet, black, ochre, peach, ruby, olive, violet, fawn, lilac, gold, chocolate, mauve, cream, crimson, silver, rose, azure, lemon, russet, grey, purple, white, pink, orange, and blue.
Oh!
I lost tally count real fast in.
We're going to trust you with the numbers. We're going to trust you with how many.
What was the time, though?
7.9.
Oh!
Oh, damn.
That's over 7 seconds. Which you said that you could do under.
Jasmine, I don't want to.
I
don't want
to get one more shot.
You can. Okay, we can do one more. If you want to go one more, we can give one more crack. Okay.
Okay.
This is your redemption. Okay. I'll count down again. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Red, yellow, green, mask, gold, black, ochre, peach, ruby, olive, violet, fawn, lilac, gold, chocolate, mauve, cream, crimson, silver, red, azure, lemon, red, grape, white, pink, orange, and blue.
That's amazing. What was the time?
6.56.
That's under 7. We will give that to you. For I really thought that this was going to be you calling up being like, all right, I'm ready. And they're going, red, blue, pink, purple. No, you've aced it.
Jasmine, you have exceeded expectations. Well done.
Perfect way to start the week.
We don't have a prize for you, but you just get the bragging rights of knowing that you proved your talent.
It's my hidden talent.
That's right. That's right. Awesome. Thanks, Jasmine.
Oh, good. Have a lovely week.
I wasn't sure whether that was going to be actually possible.
I'm so impressed.
It's
now
impressed.
Like my life goal to be able to do that. Like I thought, so my hidden talent I didn't talk about yesterday is I can spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Spell it forwards?
Yeah,
okay.
Like the normal way.
Yeah.
I can say it backwards as well.
Oh, really? Go ahead.
Sui ectolysipsilocarphilocrephus. And it's also from a musical. So I feel like Jasmine and I are on the same level as remembering stuff from childhood musicals, and that's our hidden talents.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.
I reckon in 5 seconds.
That's right. It's making its return again here on your Thursday morning on the Power Brekkie Show. Boy, it's like seeing an old friend again, this one.
It really is. So we have to name 3 things within 5 seconds. And if we don't make sense or we don't name 3, we don't get a point. Are you ready to go, Josh?
Ready to go.
All right. Do you want me to name, give me a question first? What do you want to do?
I'll go first. I've got a local one for you first.
All right. Here we go. I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. Name 3 Ballarat private schools.
Ballarat, Grammar, Loretto, and St. Patrick's.
Yeah, good one.
Boom. Look how much time
don't even
I
need
to spare.
Don't even need to finish that one.
Ding, on the board. Alrighty. Name 3 items you can keep in your pocket.
Coins, a lighter, and a pencil.
Yep. I'll give you that. Should we go up to just 4 straight away? Because
yeah, I reckon.
Giving a lot
I feel
of time.
Like we're I feel like we're on a roll this morning.
Alrighty. Okay, let's go. No,
okay.
Naming 4.
Name 4 smells that make you gag.
Oh, poo, vomit, wee, and off eggs. Could have done like 7.
Poo, vomit, wee, all bodily fluids and then eggs.
Yeah. Alrighty, your turn. I'll do a local one. Name 3 burger places. Sorry, name 4.
Name 3 or 4, okay.
Name 4 burger places in Ballarat.
Griffin Burger, Boss Burger, Griller's Mark, and...
Oh, you forgot another one.
It's that extra
There's
one
like
that gets me.
There's like Kraft Burger
There's so many. There's so many burger places.
I would have accepted anywhere that just has a burger on their menu.
I was going to say Schnitz, but I couldn't think whether Schnitz did
they
burgers.
They do burgers.
I was just thinking of their wraps. Oh, so good. Anyway, okay.
All right, I'm in the lead at the moment.
Yep, 1-0?
It's, yeah.
No, 1-2.
2-1.
2-1.
2-1 to me.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready for my next one.
Okay. Name 4 ways to make something taste better.
Oh, add sugar, add salt, add pepper, add cheese.
Jeez, I'm giving you easy ones this morning. I've really shot myself in the foot.
All right, because there's no way that you can win right now.
Hey.
It's 3-1.
Hey, believe and achieve.
Do you want to go for a golden point if you can name 5? 5 in 5 seconds of the
five
next one I give you.
5 seconds, okay.
All right, ready? This is for the win, the golden
Hang on,
point.
Let me get... All right, this is intense. This All is the right. first time we've ever done this.
Name 5 actors you think are good in bed.
Margot Robbie, Leonardo DiCaprio, Bradley Cooper, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
You did it! You can get rid of the dramatic music as soon as you want.
This game's been a long time coming. Lucky from work days has thought, you know what, there's a game in this lockdown. In these,
That's
in all these not lockdowns, yeah, we've had 6 of them, And Lockie's in the studio to explain this game. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good. Yeah, so this game was 100% something I thought of in 20 seconds walking to work.
Okay.
And then you guys loved it. And then that put me under a bit of pressure, feeling the stress. You've put a lot of pressure on this to go well.
Okay.
Because you think I'm not organised.
Okay, so explain the game. Explain.
Okay.
You think you're not organised. Anyway.
I'm organised.
Explain the game. What is the game?
So the game is where I'm essentially going to give you a clue and you have to guess in which thing. When did this happen? In which lockdown did this happen?
In which lockdown?
An example, hopefully this isn't a question, but like Tiger King obsession.
Oh my gosh, Maddie, that's one of the questions.
Is it actually?
Okay, let's just play the game. Maddie, you really ruined this game.
Well, that's just an example.
No, it's all okay. Right. That was an obvious one. And that was just a gimme. So I'm glad that you know. So we're going to kick it off. So in which lockdown did we meet this infamous woman?
Okay.
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets.
Karen from Brighton.
I've done all of Brighton.
She's done all of Brighton. When did we meet her?
I'm going to lock in lockdown 2 because that was the long one that the 5K radius started.
I was going to say lockdown 2 as well.
Well done, guys. We met Karen July 2020, lockdown 2.
All right, we both have a point on the board. Karen, next one.
Brighton, right, so we were all stuck inside while international tennis players got to play in the Australian Open. Which lockdown was this?
Do you want me to play the audio?
Yeah, play the grab.
Oh, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
That was the one at the beginning of this year, which would have been...
Lockdown 3?
3?
That was the goat lockdown. Lockdown 3 was good. 5 days.
Lockdown.
That's the greatest of all time.
Yeah. That was like a nice little holiday.
All right.
That was 5 days off in summer. I'll take that.
5 days.
Both on 2 points. What's next?
All right. Which lockdown did TikTok boom and we all got a little bit too invested in the big cat breeding enterprise while watching Tiger King?
Carol Baskin.
Killed his husband. Wagged him.
I think we've already answered this one. Lockdown 1.
It was. Why are we all so young and innocent in lockdown 1?
Making bread, all those kind of fun
things. It just felt like
it'd be over in two weeks.
I'm going to reset. And we're like, we should do this all the time. Who said that?
All right.
Number 4.
We're tied at the moment.
You are. And you've done all of them really well. I think you might miss this one. When did Gladys Berejiklian say this?
I keep saying to people, it's not for me to comment on what other governments do. We've got the confidence that our system's in place, our public's used to doing things a particular way, and it's a question of trust. We've only had the one statewide lockdown.
Bit awkward. I mean, she's only had two. I mean, she has a statewide lockdown.
When did she say that?
But when?
Because she doesn't want a statewide lockdown.
Because she probably said this. She was feeling really good about herself.
I really don't know. I'm just going to take a step in the gas. Gas?
At a gas?
Step in the
dark. Yeah.
5. I'm going to go with lockdown 5.
3.
I'm going to go 3.
Gladys said this in the middle of lockdown 4.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, so this last question is whoever wins.
All right, so celebrities had finally had enough.
Mm-hmm.
They've been inside for way too long. Mm. The attention is being taken by the virus. They needed to claw back some relevancy.
Okay.
Which lockdown was this video?
Yeah, if I remember this.
Is that Wonder Woman? This was early. This was like earlier on.
I mean, the celebrities had enough.
Was this last year or this year, though?
No, it wasn't this year.
They were really...
It was last year.
How long did it take the celebrities to break?
I reckon this was lockdown 1.
Lockdown. I'm gonna go lockdown 2.
It was literally like 2 weeks into lockdown 1.
Lockdown 1.
Yeah.
I got it.
March.
I win.
The celebrities lockdown couldn't one. Even go that long.
2 weeks into lockdown 1, and
yeah,
they
like
thought,
officially.
The spotlight's
imagine
off me.
All the lockdowns.
I would like a lockdown. I would like them to sing every lockdown.
I thought you were about to say I would like another lockdown. I was like, we just came out. Just go back to Melbourne.
I'm not tempting fate.
And on that note, Lockie, thank you for the lockdown game.
Thank you. It was so exciting and I was thrilled to be here.
Power Ballarat, Josh and Maddie.
One man in Queensland has been locked in a place that I think many of us would want to be locked in overnight.
So it's not work.
It's not.
I'm kidding.
It's not work. It's not a courthouse. It's not jail.
I'm trying to think where I'd want to get locked in.
Where would you want to get locked in where your imagination and just your heart could be set free?
Like a kid's play gym?
Not more, like more adulty. Like, oh. like a kids play gym, but the adult version.
Kmart?
Yes. Yes.
It's Kmart, isn't it?
Kmart. Well done. A Queensland man has been locked in Kmart for a few hours after closing.
Aren't Kmart's 24 hours or not
no,
all of them?
No, no, not. Oh, I think okay. that might be an American thing. I don't know of any that are 24 hours. But at around 6, this one closed at 6 o'clock, so it must be an early one on a Sunday or something.
Annoying.
Really annoying because you can't go at like 9 and be like, I feel like a Kmart trip. This man, he was locked in Kmart for a few hours after closing. He got in at around 10 to 6. So he must have, in Kmarts, they do like a 15-minute call and then a 10-minute call.
Yeah, well, that's on most stores anyways. Yeah. And if you do go into the store at about like 5 minutes left, they usually either stop you or say, we are closing in 5 minutes. You need to be super fast.
Yeah. Well, that didn't happen to this guy. Ooh, so he was walking around the store and all of a sudden the lights just went off.
That'd be so scary.
The front door started to close. I'll let him explain it if it's going to load.
Lockdown in Queensland finished at 4 p.m., I filmed a video at home. I then got to Kmart at 5:50 p.m., had obviously missed the 1:45 and 10:02 kind of announcements. Hey, we're shutting soon. I greeted the lady at the front, said hi. I'm then casually browsing the store for stuff, and out of nowhere, boom, the lights go down, and I'm in this situation thinking, what is happening? I then start running around the store thinking, what is going on? I started shouting, hello, is anyone here? Hello, is anyone here? I'm on my own. And then I finally get a hold of a security guard and we're trying to figure out what can I do here. So I decide I'll go to the back door and try one of the fire doors. And I actually get out of the fire doors, but stumble across a staff member. And then here's the walk of shame as we're going back out the front door.
So he finally gets let out of the front door. He gets finds a staff member after like an hour or so of not having anyone there. But I think he's made a critical mistake. Why would you go and... So this is like a dream come true. Don't you, as a kid, I did as a kid, imagine being locked in a supermarket and just having free reign of the store all night?
I think we all have this idea of like the episodes from The Simpsons where they get locked in the wall for a couple of days. But then we also remember the end of that episode where they end up getting a giant target to come and find you. So I think in my mind... As a cooler as it would be to get locked somewhere, your like normal sensical brain would go, should I actually even do anything? Because I'm going to get caught eventually. I can't just rile through everything. I can't just go open all the lolly packets and all the clothes and stuff. Because you get in trouble. That'd be my issue.
I'd be like, I need to survive. It was a night over.
Josh and Maddie, 103.1 Power FM.
The Olympics are over.
I know.
It's a very sad time.
I can't play this anymore.
We still can, I guess. The Paralympics in about 2 weeks' time. I've been watching the shorts for some of them and, oh my God, wheelchair rugby is intense.
It looks intense,
doesn't
it?
Oh my God.
I've seen a clip. I want to have a crack.
I'm too scared. I'd rather play normal rugby. I feel like that is going to injure me less than playing in a wheelchair. But I saw a video on TikTok and I couldn't re-find it, which really annoyed me this morning. But basically, someone has come up with a great idea for the next Olympics.
Okay, Paris.
So going to Paris in 2022? No, that's not right.
2024.
24. Yeah. Yeah. And the idea being that they wanted this instead of, but I think it should be in addition to the normal Olympics. That we have like the normal Olympics. And while that's happening, random people get selected from their country. So kind of like jury duty.
Like Hunger Games.
Yeah, but not as intense. Okay. So I'm thinking like jury duty. So you get a letter from the Australian government saying, congratulations, you have been selected in X sport and it is a random draw and you just have to drop whatever you were doing and...
Quit your job, leave your family.
No, it's part of it. Your job has to let you go and do it.
Oh, right, okay.
And you fly over to the Olympics and you compete in that sport.
In that sport.
Without any training. And it might be luck of the draw that you end up being in a sport that you played once when you were a child.
Fingers crossed.
It might not be. So I thought we could do this morning. I've got it up, all of the sports that are currently in the Olympics.
Okay.
And I'm going to randomly draw your sport to compete in.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
I hope it's gymnastics.
Okay. Well, is that what you're hoping for, gymnastics?
Well, I kind of... No, not really. I hope it's BMX because I can do a bit of BMX.
Okay. All right. Ready? You are...
Okay.
competing in the canoe / kayak flat water competition.
That's right. I love a good canoe.
Which is the fast one, which we won a gold medal in.
Is that the one that's like it goes down rapids?
No, that's the slalom or the slalom. You're in the flat water one. So where the rowers go on their boats.
Did Jess Fox do that one?
No, she didn't. Okay. She did the other one. So you're competing in the flat water. So you're a speed race.
Oh, damn.
Let's see what I'm competing in.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather do... Okay, you now get to choose canoe or kayak. Kayak has the two paddles. Canoe has
one. Kayak.
You're going for the two paddles?
Yeah, I'd rather kayak.
All righty. I'm going to quickly draw mine out. I'm in mountain biking.
Oh, mountain biking. Mountain biking is a fun sport.
Yeah, but it's a scary sport.
Do you want to swap?
I don't know if that's in the rules of what you're allowed to do.
Can we trade them, please? Trade them.
Well, what would you want to trade to?
Gymnastics.
No, but that defeats the whole entire purpose of the random draw system.
Yeah, the random draw's out of the
window. So do you think that this should be fun, that just random people get selected from each country having to just try and compete? I would love to try and see a person that has never dived before just jump running off the platform. I would see so many options of people just standing there going, oh, my God, it's so high.
I would love to see my 66-year-old dad do rhythmic gymnastics.
I don't know if this has been happening to you, but these past, I'm going to say 2 weeks, the spam calls have really gone up a notch.
They have ramped up.
Yes. And a lot of the time they're coming from numbers that are mobile numbers.
I know. That's
and
so annoying.
We noticed one yesterday when my boyfriend got one. The number that was calling him looked very similar to his own.
Yeah.
Which was like a very kind of weird thing that I hadn't noticed before. But I was like, okay. So they're really annoying. And usually like you answer it and it's just like this awkward silence until you say a word. And then the computer starts going. It's like, hi, this is Nicole from the NBN. And you're like,
Nicole. Oh, my God. Hey, how are you?
But a new one popped up. I think the beginning of this week, guys got it, was a text message that would say you have like a missed call to listen to the message, and then it has a link and you went to click it. No. And as soon as I got that, I was like, Mr. Spammy Spam, what are you doing? So deleted it straight away. I'm not the only one getting these text messages.
No.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
And turns out Telstra is quite aware of it. And M. Rusciano, the comedian and singer in person, she's the one that's kind of gotten to the bottom of it almost. And
right.
Given us all the facts. So she posted on her Insta story being like, Telstra, what's going on? Like, do you know what's happening? And turns out whoever's looking after Telstra's Instagram was also getting the messages. And so they're fully across the situation.
Yeah.
So this is what's happening with these text messages. Apparently, it is an Android malware known as FluBot. Mm-hmm. And it's originated overseas. And basically, the SMS will state that you've received a new voicemail message, provide a link, and that link is to a malicious website. And once you click on it, it will attempt to install Android malware on your mobile device. The link is unique for every recipient.
Okay.
So every single text message that's going out is different, and it's quite hard to block because they're coming from legit handset devices and numbers all over the world. So Telstra just can't block everyone's numbers.
Every number, yeah.
So once this FluBot has taken hold of your phone, so if you click the link and it downloads this stuff onto your phone, it starts spamming other numbers. So there's it's a possibility that if I'm getting this text message, someone who has my number has already clicked on this link. And then it goes out to all of their contacts and it just goes and finds more victims and it just kind of spreads.
Spreads, yeah.
But rest assured, Telstra is aware of it. They are working on it the best that they can. In the meantime, they said a quick fix is most popular antivirus apps will clean it up.
Okay.
So you can just do a bit of an app store search for one of them and hopefully that will help. But also, don't ever click the dodgy link.
No.
Like ever.
Never.
It just makes me think the whole idea that if you click on this link and it downloads, then it can start spreading to your contacts.
Mm.
It makes me think, have you seen Wreck-It Ralph 2? He breaks the internet.
No.
Oh, there's a bit where a virus gets a hold of him and it just takes on Ralph's personality and just spreads all over the internet. I'm like, oh my God, this is what's happening here in Australia.
Just through text messages. Power Ballarat,
Josh and Maddie. Today is Friday the 13th, which I thought would be an appropriate day to talk about some spooky stories.
Yeah, okay.
Outside looks really spooky right now, actually.
It looks pretty creepy outside at the moment.
I don't really have too many personally to me. I did go to a haunted pub once and a ghost pinched me on the butt. It was very, and it's on film as well. It's very weird. My boyfriend lived in a haunted house for quite some time.
Right.
He has a lot of stories from that. But I've also found some online that I'll share with you quickly.
Okay.
So this one is called The Plus One. These are all real stories.
Sounds like a date.
Her name's Evelyn. She was 13. She was home alone with a friend who was visiting from out of town. And her friend said, "I have an imaginary friend." And every now and then she would use a Ouija board to speak with it. Nothing good ever comes from a Ouija board.
No.
Let's just put that out there.
No.
So Evelyn said it was fake, but her friend insisted that she prove it. So she took out the Ouija board and asked the entity if it could give us a sign. The board spelled out, "Look at the window." As they looked up, three birds crashed into the window all at once. Do-do-do-do, spooky. And so let's just say her friend was never invited back.
Yeah, get out. Get out.
So, yeah, there's quite a few spooky stories. I think my boyfriend, the ones that he's told me, he came out in the morning that he was the only one in the house all night, and he came out and every kitchen drawer was open.
That's creepy.
They tried to record it because they would hear footsteps in the hallway. They tried to record it, and all of their computer gear just completely fried. So,
wow.
Yeah, lots of things like that. His housemate swears that he was held down by a ghost during the night, and I was like, yeah, cool. Love that. And he's like freaked out whenever you bring it up. His name's Buzz. Whenever you bring it up to Buzz, he's like traumatized by it.
Yeah, I would be too.
So this is a safe space.
Safe space.
5333 1031. Spooky stories.
Yeah, please.
I feel like there'd be a lot around Ballarat. I hear a lot of ghost stories.
Well, it's such a historic town.
Yeah, I've heard some from like Her Majesty's Theatre and
We've
from
We've got someone
Craig's.
Calling already.
Alrighty. Spooky stories. 5333 1031 is the number.
Come on, we want to hear some freaky stuff.
Des from Sebastopol, you got a spooky story?
Yes, I do.
Tell us what happened.
Would have been about my brother's 14 now, so about 8-9 years ago, my little brother was out in front of the house playing, and my granddad, he passed away when I was 14, so that's 15 years ago now.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was out in front of the house playing and everything. He'd never met my granddad, never seen any photos of him or anything like that. And he came running into the house saying, Mum, Gary's out the front. Dad, no reason as to know his name. And then Mum walked out the front and no one's there. And anyway, she's gone back in, and because she worked from home, she had security cameras out the front just to keep an eye on him while he played in the playground in the front of the house and everything.
Yeah.
And saw him sitting there talking to someone and then come back in and goes, Mum, Gary says sorry. And I'm like, who's Gary? What's he look like? And my little brother described my grandpa down to a T, but there was no one there.
Oh, that is super sweet. So your brother had never met your grandfather, didn't know his name or anything?
No. My granddad died about 10 years before he was born.
Wow.
That's spooky.
Wow. Oh. Did your mum show a photo of your granddad and say, is this the man, or did you guys not think of it at the time?
After the fact, yes.
Yeah.
Apparently it was.
Wow.
There you go. Granddad's haunting the house.
Or he's just checking up. He's just walking by.
It was a very individual to look at. You could definitely tell it was him because he described him as a long beard, bald head, and leather coat.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, there you go. Another spooky story from Ballarat. Thanks for the call, Des.
Not a problem.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.
Have you ever had to make a speech at a wedding?
I've emceed a couple of weddings. Not like a specific speech, but I've had to talk in front of a wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't had to do like a full-on speech. I feel like it's a lot of pressure on that moment. One that comes to mind is we had a friend's wedding last year and our other friend was the best man and every second word he says normally is a swear word.
So we had
to go, language warning. Before he did his speech. Well, the reason I bring it up is because a guy has done his best man speech and it has backfired epically because after he gave it, he was kicked out of the wedding. Yeah.
Wow, what a punchline that would have been.
So this best man, he put a lot of effort into his speech, you know, and he thought the best thing I could do here to really kind of top it off is, learn it off by heart.
No.
So he learned his speech off by heart, but admitted that he had struggled to come up with something about the bridesmaids because he didn't know any of them.
Right.
And he's like, I feel like I should mention them. Mm. And so, you know, he memorised the rest of his speech and he's like, you know what, I'll just wing it on the night. Saying something about the bridesmaids.
Don't ever just wing it.
Especially at a wedding when there's, you know,
other people there.
Other people and, you know, some drinks around
drinks
as
around.
Well.
Yeah.
He felt that he'd nailed his speech and he's like, all right, here we go. I'm going to drop what I'm going to talk about the bridesmaids. Okay. So he said, Bridesmaids. I'm a bit short of time here and I don't really know you all, so I'd just like to say that 5 out of 6 of you look stunning today. Figure it out amongst yourselves. So he thought that this would be like left laughter and applause and everyone would be like, ha ha ha, that's funny. No, the room just went dead silent and everyone was like, ooh. And he knew at this moment he had royally stuffed up because he said one of them started crying.
She knew it was her.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. He said no. We went to apologise without sounding mean and he realised that one of them was significantly less beautiful than the others. And so,
okay, beauty is subjective, by the way.
But to him in his eyes, probably in that group, they thought that there was one. So he thought this would just be a funny line.
No.
But no, because there actually it seems to be someone that everyone thought was less, which is a horrible thing. But after he did this speech, he just kind of like wrapped it up real quick.
Yeah, and,
The bride came up to him and said, I think it's best you leave. And then the groom was just behind him nodding, going, yeah, I think you should go. So, word to the wise out there. If you're doing a speech at a wedding this weekend, maybe don't point out anyone looking less beautiful.
Don't wing it.
Don't wing it. Don't point out people's looks. Don't do any of that stuff, all right?
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.